Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio. For years, we've wondered when the bull market would end, and in early March, we got our answer. The bear market has come out of hibernation, and he's angry after an 11-year bull run. What is that going to mean for you and your retirement? That's our topic today. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. I'm here with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial for 27 years now. So today on our show, he'll be giving you his advice on how to plan for a secure retirement. Eric, welcome.
Hey, it's great to be here, Luann. And crisis here, the COVID-19 and the shutting down of America has definitely been a unique experience for all of us. I mean, this is unlike anything we've ever had before, where pretty much every single business is affected somehow. Obviously, some more than others. And, you know, what should you be doing? I mean, most financial advisors typically say, oh, don't react, and just hang in there type of thing. Well, you know, there's some good to that, especially if you have a long timeline. But for other people, you know, there is some action you should be taking. And that's pretty much what we're going to be talking about more today on today's show.
Tell us what this can mean for people who are getting close to retirement as far as now the fact that we're in a bear market. And then too, please explain, you know, remind everybody, what is a bear market?
Yeah, so there's a couple different levels. You know, the corrections are a drop in 10%. And then once you hit a full bear market is 20% drop from the previous high. And we actually got close to 20%. We got 19% in 2011, got it in 2018. So, you know, there were several times that it got close. Even 2015 had one episode kind of close to that. But obviously, this one was massive. I mean, this one was super severe and unlike, you know, any other time frame. I mean, in 07, when the market started dropping, it took 75 days and it was only about a 13% drop. You know, if you look back into even 1929 crash, that one was about the same as what we're at right now, somewhere around there. But that one took about 15 days longer than this one did. So this one was severe, fast, and very, very quick and very unprecedented, because obviously we all thought no way would we all shut down. We're modern America, right? We've got all this technology, all this other stuff. We shouldn't be affected by, you know, some flu bug, basically, kind of thing. Nope. Yeah, it turns out we're not immune to all that, and it definitely can't affect us. So yeah, the bear market's back, and so really what you should be doing is, you know, looking at what your risk level is. There's going to be different times when the market bounces back up and down, but you have to also watch out for a false bottom of the market. If you look at most of these time frames in history, most of these drops were big drops with a little bit of comeback and then more dropping before they finally settled out. And really, the stock market's really talking about what's happening in 3 to 6 months from now. I mean, that's always what everything that the market's focused on is what's happening down the road. They're forecasting what companies are going to be valuable and which ones aren't going to be as valuable. Right now, it's really hard to know, right? Because, you know, how much does this affect one company versus another company? I mean, I saw one thing about Target actually talking about the fact that, yeah, they're selling more groceries, but they're also having to double staff, double cleaning time, and nobody's buying the clothes and other stuff. So they actually may take a hit, even though they're selling more, but they're not selling enough of the other stuff that's higher margins. And, you know, so that's one of those things where it's like, oh, hold it. I thought they were doing good, or I thought they were really busy, you know, but busy doesn't always translate into profitable. So, you know, I think the hard part is we're not going to necessarily know how this affects everybody company-wise until probably July, you know, really September timeframe. The SEC's already come out and said that they're willing to allow companies to delay their filings. And so the big problem with that is, you know, if they don't file on time, we don't even get the information. So now we won't even know with how bad it's, you know, affecting them. So yeah, it's really getting harder to invest. And so yeah, you really want to, you know, make sure you're protected from on the downside.
You know, Eric, it does seem like we seem to forget that these things do happen. And, you know, you've been through a lot of market corrections. Tell us about the market cycles that you've experienced over the years, your 27 years.
Yeah, obviously the big one was, the dot-com bust, especially in Silicon Valley out here, where, you know, things went really down really fast. And then, of course, we had 9/11, which really added a lot of intensity to that and then kind of brought it more nationwide. So that was one. And then, of course, the real estate meltdown followed by the stock market meltdown. And, you know, it really from kind of started in 06, 07, you know, then, of course, the stock market was 08, 09. So, you know, there's a lot of these timeframes that do happen. Typically, you're going to have a correction, you know, or even a bear market about every 3.5 years. So yeah, we were way overdue. You know, the big ones like these, you know, these are hopefully not as often. You know, we'll see, right? But you know, I always talk about the fact that people have different decades of retirement. And you know, the 90s decade was a great decade. The 2010s were a great decade. The 2000s were horrible, you know, because we had two monster meltdowns in the same decade. And the S&P for 10 years literally had no return. You know, if you bought it in 2000 to 2010, it was almost exactly flat. And so, you know, what does that mean to your money? You know, what does that mean to your financial future? You know, that's one of those things that you have to really understand. You really need to know about these market corrections. We do actually have a really quick 12-page report, just talks about, you know, market corrections, really easy to read and, you know, not too jargony, but it just kind of tells you, it gives you some perspective of, you know, how long does it take for money to come back? How long does it take for things to recover, you know, and all that. And so, you know, if that's something you want to get a copy of, all you have to do is text the word market, like stock market. So just text the word market to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word market, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
And on wealthcreatorradio.com, you can sign up for webinars that Eric is having right now. Of course, we're doing this social distancing, and there you can go to the website, go to the events page, and select from various topics, and you can sign up for a webinar on their website. Also, Eric, tell us about your Facebook page.
Yeah, people can also follow us at One Wealth Creator on Facebook. You know, it's one way to do that, or Wealth Creator on Twitter. You know, there's lots of different ways that people can follow us. I've also, you know, we also have Wealth Creator YouTube channel, and I've been putting a lot of videos up every few days, just talking about the latest updates and what people really need to know today, and you know, what's important and maybe what's not important, because sometimes that's also the most important thing to know, is what should you not care about. And so, you know, those are the things that people really need to be really getting information and education today. And, you know, again, that's why we have the webinars. We have one on Protect Your Retirement, and another one that's titled, you know, Flattening the Curve, Will It Flatten My Net Worth? And so both of those are up, and you can catch those webinars, you know, by just going to our webinar page once you go to wealthcreatorradio.com.
If someone's uncomfortable with what's in their portfolio right now, what would you recommend them to do?
Well, so really there should always be, and pretty much regardless of age, I mean, if you're starting out, you know, maybe it's a little bit different, but especially if you're in your 40s, 50s, and on, you know, you should really, really have three types of money. And unfortunately, the 401k only gives you one type of money, which is market money, stocks and bond markets, but that's it. You don't have any other choice in a 401k. So what's the other two types? One would be foundational. This is stuff that's guaranteed, can't go away. And then the third type is steady income. This is stuff that's typically not in the market, but just paying good income. So it's stuff like real estate funds or private real estate funds or specialty mortgage funds and other things like that. And those are pretty much paying 5-6%. So again, if that's something you want to do, all you have to do is give us a call. We can set up a time. You can either call us, or you can just text the word visit, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online and set your time right then at wealthcreatorradio.com.
The long-term effects of the coronavirus are unknown, but the short-term effects for the stock market included record single-day and single-week losses. How is this health scare affecting your retirement savings? Call Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services now. Eric and his team have seen market fluctuations before. Schedule a visit and work with them to create a plan designed to help reduce the risk to your retirement savings from the latest health scares and other market events that could impact your savings. Don't wait. Call for a complimentary online visit or virtual meeting right now. 800-224-2489. You don't know if the market will lose 1,000 points tomorrow. You only know that you don't want your retirement savings to feel more effects from the coronavirus or other volatile events. Get your retirement plan checkup today. Call Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. 800-224-2489. Don't wait. 800-224-2489. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Hi, we're so glad to have you join us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Today, we're talking about how the bear market has finally come out of hibernation after an 11-year snooze. And right now, I want to just ask you about second opinions. We talk about it a lot on our show. First of all, have you ever gotten a second opinion on anything in your life, whether it be something in your home or anything for your kids or yourself or your bike?
Yeah, no, I think we've all done something like that. And hopefully you shop around a little bit. And, you know, I guess probably the one that comes to mind is, when we were building or when we moved into our house that we live in now, and we wanted to put a pool in. One pool company, we liked them a lot, but then we talked to this other one and they had some really good ideas, like don't put the deep end near your garage because once you have teenagers, and we only had very small kids at the time, they'll want to jump off the roof and land in the deep end. Things that you don't really think of, right? So it was good we didn't do that. Nobody's even tried that because that would be one heck of a jump right now. I mean, we had a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old then, we would have never thought about jumping off the roof and into a pool. That wasn't even a consideration. We were just wanted to make sure they got swim lessons, So, so that was actually a really good piece of advice, right? And it's something that we would have never, ever thought about. But again, I'm not in the pool industry. I don't, have a lot of skill in pool design and haven't done it before. Yeah, I could have drawn one out and stuff, but that's not necessarily going to be the best option just because of I drew it, right? And, the weird part about financial planning really is a lot of people say, well, here, I can do it. I can go ahead and take care of it. And sometimes you can with some stuff. I mean, some stuff you have to do, right? I mean, you got to be able to do your checking account. You got to be able to pay your bills and, all those types of things, right? But what about, once you've got a couple hundred grand built up and you're really trying to get to retirement, do you really understand what's all out there? Do you really understand the tax law? Do you understand the changes now in the tax law? I mean, we've had two big, huge changes now in 3 months. I mean, we had the SECURE Act, and then we had the Stimulus Act. So again, there's two different things that have just been happening. And if you don't understand how they affect it, and you're not studying this on a daily basis, then why are you the best person to understand it? So you might want to get a second opinion, right? And that's really what we help people with. We changed our model a long time back to where we just really want to help people. And so we're not charging tons of fees and costs for just people talking to us. There's no charge for that. So, really we want to help people get that information. And then if they seem to be somebody we can help, then of course we'd love to have them as a client. But the main focus really is making sure people get that information and get educated on what the changes have been and what should they be doing, from here on out.
So you were talking about 2008, Eric. We all remember 2008. And they called that the Great Recession. Americans' economy lost nearly $14 trillion. So if we are headed for another recession, I guess the question is, are you really ready for it, right? So, Eric, we know we're going to experience drops, historic drops. We just did in late February, early March in the market. What's different about today's economy from everything that was happening in 2008?
Well, so the probably the most unique thing about this time frame compared to other big, huge drops is this one is not from, mortgage insanity and Lehman Brothers, failing overnight. And it's not about tons of dot-coms having no revenue and all of a sudden being worth tons of money. No, this one's more about the fact that a lot of us can't go to work. A lot of us can't go to places. Even if we can't go to work, we can't go to sporting events. We can't go see the Sharks. We can't go see the Earthquakes, which I have season tickets to both. Oh, so, yeah. Well, for the Sharks, their season wasn't ending that great anyway, so that this probably helped them. But, you know, really the part that this is all very unique on is it. We know this will kind of have a, at least we kind of mostly know what the end will be. Then will be people start going back to work. People are going to be able to go back, open up their businesses, have people within 6 feet of them at some point. And, you know, once that happens, then the economy will start kicking back up. The problem is what is the devastation between now and then? I've seen stats multiple times that the average American, you know, usually it's somewhere around, you know, I think the last one I remember was about 56% of Americans had less than $500 in savings. And if all those people are out of work, it's going to be pretty devastating, and it's going to take them a while for them to start making money again to be able to catch up on their bills before they're able to go off and, you know, go to the movies or go buy stuff. And that's going to really be a drag on the economy for some time. So, yeah, there's no doubt that we're going to be in a recession. I mean, technically, you can't say you're in a recession until it's been two bad quarters back to back, where the economy's, you know, shrunk. We can't technically be in one till probably, July. Realistically, we're in one already. And, in addition to wealthcreatorradio.com, I actually set up a socialdistancerecession.com as another website. And, you know, on Social Distance Recession, and that's got a lot of our videos, but, you know, again, you can find them also on our YouTube channel where we're talking about that, you know, for all the different things that you should be thinking about and learning about. And, you know, I think this time is a really good time to be looking at your finances. You know, if you don't have some money protected, you don't have some money guaranteed. Yeah, the markets drop, but this is still probably a really good time to make sure you have some protected, especially if you're within 15 years of retirement. There's some good products, and they may go away with how low interest rates have gone. And some of these insurance companies have been yanking products off the shelf because their guarantees are too high and they're too good. So, but the nice thing is they're not the quickest reactors. So they usually take several weeks or sometimes a month or more to remove things. So this is a really good time to actually be talking about, you know, what options are out there? How can I have my money safe? And, you know, again, if you just wanted to talk real quick, you can call us, leave us a message, or you can text the word visit. So we can set up a phone call. Again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184. Again, visit 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Today, we're talking about how the bear market has come out of hibernation, and you are listening to Wealth Creator Radio. Thanks so much for being with us. Eric, how can we help ensure that our retirement plan will stay intact if we happen to go into another recession by July?
Yeah, well, like I said, it's pretty much sure thing that we are in a recession. So, it really depends on, obviously, if, you know, are you still working right now, right? Are you going to be okay through this whole this downturn or not? Because that will be a big effect. Part of the CARES Act, the stimulus package, there's like one provision where if you're directly affected, and there, we're still trying to get the full clarity of what that means, you know, affected, you can take out $100,000 out of your retirement without paying the tax penalty and even pay the tax over a couple of years. That's good if you need money. The problem is that's $100,000 less for retirement, right? So that would have a major effect on your retirement. And so that's one of those things where you kind of go, okay, are these good things or bad things? I mean, it, compared to obviously like getting foreclosed on or, you know, some, you know, losing health insurance at a time where, you know, there's a lot of health concerns about viruses, right? Yeah, you know, there's a lot of things that you definitely want to have the money there if you need it.
So, Eric, what's the best way for people to get a hold of you?
Yeah, so in this kind of crazy social distance time, we can still talk, luckily. We can go on the phone or even video chat and, obviously online. So there's a couple different ways. You can book a phone appointment with us online at wealthcreatorradio.com. Or you can even just call us old-fashioned way and leave us a message at 800-454-1184. Or if you want to go real simple, just text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. And of course, if you ever want to hear other episodes or other shows we've done, you can also ask Google or Alexa and just say, hey, play Wealth Creator Radio, and they'll go ahead and play that for you. So there's lots of ways to get a hold of us or at least get the education.
You toss a penny over your shoulder into a fountain and you make a wish. You look into the fountain and you see a lot of pennies, but you also see some quarters. And you think to yourself, who throws quarters into a fountain when pennies will do? Now think about the taxes you could be paying in retirement. Do you want to throw pennies or quarters to Uncle Sam? Eric Heckman and his team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families plan for retirement for more than 25 years. Taxes can be complicated, so start planning now so you aren't caught off guard in retirement. To start building your plan, call or text the word TAX to 800-454-1184. And together, you'll create a plan designed to help you keep as much of your money as possible. Find out what the heck is going on with your taxes with Eric Heckman and the Heckman Financial Services team. Start planning today. Call or text the word TAX to 800-454-1184. That's TAX to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Today, we're talking about ways to help reduce the risk to your savings in the event of a market drop. And this isn't exactly an ideal time for people who are living with anxiety about their money, that's for sure. How is this going to impact the local and the national economies?
Yeah. So like one of the videos I have actually on our YouTube channel on Wealth Creator YouTube channel is talking exactly about that. And I was actually out on a bike ride and stand in front of a lake. And if you picture throwing a rock in the lake, you know, what happens, right? You see those ripples, you know, start going across. That's what really the way an economy works. So, you know, take, for example, just, you know, sporting, you know, shows. Okay, well, people can't work at SAP now. Well, if they can't work and they're not getting paid, now I think they were going to pay them for a little bit, but we'll see if they pay them for the full time of the shutdown. You know, then that means that person's not going to be able to buy, you know, fun stuff, do other things. But also those people coming to the show, they're not going to go to restaurants. You know, they're not going to pay, you know, buy gas to drive down there. They're not going to pay to park. You know, they're not going to go for a drink afterwards and, you know, all these different things. And so each one of those is like another ripple because of if this person doesn't make some money and they don't spend, and then that person doesn't make money because that last person didn't spend and just keeps going on and on. And so that's why this is going to be, you know, a very huge downturn, you know, at least for a time frame where people can't do that. Now, once they go back to being able to do stuff, you know, it's going to be kind of more like the, you know, the train. Yeah, I'm doing my, trying to ride my bike 50 miles in all 50 states. And I was out in, now I'm trying to remember where it was. I've got a few too many states in my head now. So, I was actually in Mobile, Alabama, and I had to reroute because Google messed me up and turned out this river crossing was a tunnel for cars, not not one for bikes. But so I'm riding my bike along kind of an industrial area, and then I hear this boom, 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 you know, and basically it was the trains, you know, this big train starting. Well, if you've ever been really close to a train, like I was like 15, 20 feet from this train when it was starting, once the one car pulls, it jerks the next one, jerks the next one. And so it's like this all the way down. And,
oh, how frightening.
I mean, it's kind of a cool sound, but yeah, it's a little weird to be right next to it when, you know, and it's very loud. And that's really what's going to happen with probably how this is going to, you know, probably end, is we're going to start going back to work, but people aren't going to have money right away because, you know, depending on how bad things got. I mean, yeah, a lot of people got a $1,200 check from the government. Whoop-de-doo, right? Mm-hmm. So that'll help you for a little bit, but that's not going to, you know, help you for not working for 2 months. And so, you know, it's going to take a while before people build up more money and start going off and doing all those fun things and spending money and buying, junk that they probably don't need, and you know, doing a lot. And there's also, what's the effect of this stay at home done to people just in general, right? I mean, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be kind of, you know, Howie Mandel was always kind of looked at kind of odd as a germaphobe, and you know, now we've all been trained to be like him. And so, you know, what is that going to mean? I mean, are people going to want to not go to restaurants anymore? Are they going to not want to go to movies and sit near anybody? Are they, you know, how many different things are going to be affected? And you know, statistically speaking, it's, people have a short memory, so it's going to be a little while. I mean, after 9/11, people didn't want to travel for a long time. This is definitely going to have people not want to travel, but I bet 3-4 years from now, those effects will probably go away. But, you know, the hard part is that may make this a lot more sustained downturn. You know, so if you're still trying to retire, well, then what do? Well, you know, you got to have some money that's doing something. You know, you can't just throw it all in cash and let it sit and earn, you know, less than 1%. You know, there are some options. You know, again, there's foundational money where it's guaranteed to grow and have some, often they have some lifetime payout options and such. And, you know, those are usually done with insurance companies. There are some good options, but you got to really watch what's out there and make sure you understand all the rules and the good and bad of them. You know, and then there's just still some steady income monies that you could be looking at, you know, stuff like specialty real estate investments or mortgage funds or something. Those are all paying 5-7%. And, you know, those may have some be affected somewhat by this, but probably not to the same extent. So, again, there are some options out there. There's some different things you should probably be looking at, because in case this is a lot longer downturn, you know, I'm not saying move 100% of your money, but you might want to have at least 20, 30, 40% of your money in something that isn't going to get beat up anymore by the stock market. And if things continue to trend down for a while, aren't going to keep riding down. You know, and so again, that's something if, you know, really want to get a little bit more information, you just want to kind of talk through what issues you've got right now and what you're concerned about, what you're worried about. I mean, our process is called Worry Less Wealth because we want our clients to worry less. Now, I'm not going to say you're going to be worry-free, because right now everybody's worried about everything. So that's one of the things that really we want to, you know, just hopefully help you. Again, we can do this over the phone or just a video chat, but I would really urge people right now more than ever to reach out to us and, you know, and just, you know, get the information that you really should have and make sure you know what's going on. So again, if that's something you want to do, all you have to do is either text the word visit, and it'll be a phone visit, text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184. Or you can actually book it online directly and pick the time that you want to talk to us at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We're talking about how the bear market has come out of hibernation after 11 years now. So, Eric, is it possible to use a bear market to our advantage?
Yeah, well, definitely. I mean, there's a lot of things that people need to think about. And the one that bugs me almost, for lack of a better term, is people trying to buy the new hot stock. So, of course, you know, one company, it's actually just across from my office and one building over is their headquarters, is a company that almost nobody really knew of much. And now everybody knows who Zoom is. Mm-hmm. I mean, people across the country are doing, you know, Zoom happy hours and Zoom workouts and, you know, playing bands are playing together over Zoom and all this stuff. And so, of course, their stock has gone up, right? Because, you know, well, they'd gone public actually not that long ago. And you know, when this thing first came out, it started moving up and then it shot up a bunch. So now people want to buy more of it. Well, hold on. Is that really good long term? You know, it's one of those things where the train's kind of probably already left the station. If you weren't on early, it's probably a bad time to get on now. Again, you know, it's really more about having a plan. And when we create that blueprint to worry less wealth, when we create that income, investment, tax, healthcare, legacy plan, you know, we look at all these different things and say, hey, what should we be doing today? How does this fit into our overall plan? And, you know, why should I do this or why should I not do this? So again, if that's something you'd want to get for yourself, or you just want to talk, we're here to help. There's no cost, no obligation at all. Just calling and leaving a message or texting the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
A member of Eric's wealth team joins our show again, Drew Frampton. He's general manager of O2 Mortgages. He's going to be here coming up next with Eric. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. We'll be right back.
The long-term effects of the coronavirus are unknown, but the short-term effects for the stock market included record single-day and single-week losses. How is this health scare affecting your retirement savings? Call Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services now. Eric and his team have seen market fluctuations before. Schedule a visit and work with them to create a plan designed to help reduce the risk to your retirement savings from the latest health scares and other market events that could impact your savings. Don't wait. Call for a complimentary online visit or virtual meeting right now. 800-224-2489. You don't know if the market will lose 1,000 points tomorrow. You only know that you don't want your retirement savings to feel more effects from the coronavirus or other volatile events. Get your retirement plan checkup today. Call Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. 800-224-2489. Don't wait. 800-224-2489. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial, and I've got here Drew Frampton from O2 Mortgage. Great to have you back this week.
Always a pleasure, Eric.
So, you know, in terms of interest rates, I mean, the Fed last year did a bunch of rate drops. And so then lots of times when people see that, they go, oh, mortgage rates must have dropped by, you know, if the Fed dropped by a quarter point, then that means my bank just dropped theirs by a quarter point.
And overnight.
Overnight. And then, oh, hold it, another one? Oh, my gosh, you know, I should, my mortgage rate should be like a percent lower, right?
Right. No, and that's a great thing to talk about, because it's something that still today in a very educated society, I believe, there's still a lot of misinformation out there. So yes, Fed's changing interest rates.
There's misinformation? No, internet's always
anything
right.
Anything on the internet's right. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I never played that telephone game when I was a kid, right? Pass the message down.
But no, it you know, as somebody in my seat, it's really great because I get to talk to everyday Joes, and that's what I love about what I do. And sometimes they have the crazy uncle or aunt who says, oh, Feds are reducing their rate next month. Don't refi until then, or don't buy until then. Or sometimes people call and say, hey, I just heard that the Feds did X, Y, and Z. Can I get a lower rate? By, you know, some ways, sometimes it does look like the Feds reducing their rate reduces a mortgage rate because of just some levers at work in the economy. But a lot of times they're not really that associated.
Yeah. I mean, the Fed can control prime rate.
Right.
And
absolutely.
So I think one of the misconceptions is everybody's used to having home equity lines, and those are, I think, 99% of the time tied to, you know, to the prime rate.
Yes.
I've
only heard of one or two that are tied
that
to
weren't.
Some other weird
okay.
index, but
yeah.
Yes.
And so that is true on the home equity line of credit.
Right.
So then what's the interest rates that are mostly the bond market, the mortgage market uses? Mm-hmm. What do they use then?
Well, so that's a little different. So, you know, the Feds, when they reduce rates, it's typically some kind of fiscal policy that participants in the mortgage industry are looking at. They're mm-hmm. less interested in what the rate is and more interested in what the Feds are saying, right?
Yeah. So is it positive news or bad news?
Yeah. Is it mortgage friendly or mortgage unfriendly? And when it comes to the mortgages, you hinted at it, there's this bond market out there, right? So there's the stock market, and then there's the bond market. Mm-hmm. And mortgages are on the bond market, right? And so think of the way that I tell people, and Eric, you can elaborate on this further, but I say, you know, the stock market and bond market, the bond market is that much safer market than the stock market when you still want to make some money on your money.
Right.
Would you add anything to that?
Well, I mean, yeah, so stocks are when you're owning companies. So mm-hmm. obviously if you own something and it gets a lot more valuable, that's a lot better position to be in.
Right.
But it also can be really bad if things go bad.
Right. Go to zero.
Or more than, yeah, right. Or I guess you can't go beyond zero, but right. Yeah, you can lose everything. And, you know, when you're lending money, then that's when you're, you know, when you're buying a bond, you're actually, you're your own bank in a way, because you're actually, you know, lending money to companies or
to banks
or governments or to banks or, you know, to whatever type of bond it is. And so, yeah, so those are less volatile. They're not going to bounce up and down. And of course, they have to pay you interest. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, those could go bad too sometimes. Sure. Hopefully not the U.S. government one, because that'd be really bad. So there's good and bad to both, and obviously different parameters. But yeah, the bond market's always typically a little bit less volatile and more stable.
You know, for me, when I talk about the bond market, I'm thinking the U.S. Bonds, and I'm thinking mortgage-backed securities. But you're absolutely right. There's the corporate bonds and the junk bonds, and those are high risk, right?
Right. I
mean, or can be, at least.
Oh, yeah.
When we're talking about mortgages and what mortgage rates are doing, really what's happening behind the scenes, there's these investors, which, you know, everyday Joes can invest in mortgage-backed securities, which are mortgage bonds. But basically, you know, if there's more people buying mortgage-backed securities, these bonds, then there's going to be lower rates because there's more money.
Yeah, more market demand. People will pay more for them, which means the rates start going down lower.
Right, exactly. And so that is, I mean, it's a really simple concept, but it's so far removed from our everyday life. And then how do you, as just the everyday guy that you are, or girl that you are, how do you track that? And so that's the hard part, and it's something that I struggle with even with my clients, because they say, okay, you know, we're on the edge of doing a refi, or we're on the edge of doing something, but we want rates to go just a little bit further. How do we track that, right? And there's lots of websites out there that might tell you what rates are, but they're usually these real teaser rates that, you know, you're not going to get any straight answers. And so it's really confusing, because you see all this stuff and you really just want to know what the actual truth is with rates, right?
Yeah.
That's something that is difficult to tell clients without them just reaching out to me. So one thing that we tell them is, okay, well, these people who are investing in mortgage-backed securities because they're real safe bonds, there's some risk, but it's pretty limited. They also might be investing in the U.S.
10-year treasury, yeah.
Right, exactly. And those are very safe because, as of yet, the...
The U.S. government hasn't defaulted yet.
Not yet.
The whole financial system goes down if we do.
Right. So it's about the surest bet you can make in the bond market, I would assume. So typically say, okay, a mortgage somewhere around 10 years or so, it pays off for the most part, meaning a 30-year mortgage, you know, you on average, somebody refis or sells a house less than the 30-year term, but on occasion, people keep it for that long. So it's a longer-term bond. So they're looking at, you know, comparing it to the 10-year, because the 10-year is, you know, you're going to get your money back in 10 years at a certain rate of interest, right?
Right.
And the mortgage-backed security usually pays off somewhere around 10 years as well, maybe a little bit less depending on the type of mortgage-backed security you're investing in. So a lot of times what I tell people is look at the 10-year, and as that trends up or down, that's typically, but not always, there's a lot of asterisks there, typically what's going on with mortgage rates as well.
Okay. So if you see the 10-year spiking up, might want to get that lock in that rate or get it pretty quick. Or obviously, if they're starting to go down, then that's maybe when it makes more sense to wait a little bit and see how it goes.
Yep. And it's really more of a guideline that's meant to be broken.
Right.
So at the end of the day, you have to check everything with somebody who's actually in the industry. Fortunately for me, and, you know, unfortunately for the people who don't have somebody to talk to. But yeah, it at least gives you at least some kind of guidance to know what's going on.
Yeah. And again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. We've got Drew Frampton from O2 Mortgage. So, you know, so in terms of like, okay, if the bonds are going up or down and all that stuff, what does that mean to me? Right? I mean, as a somebody who owes money on a house, you know, again, you know, okay, it's going up and down. So should I refinance? Should I not? Should, you know, when does that mean you should take action or something?
Yeah, for that, you know, looking at the 10-year, for instance, that's really difficult to say, oh, you know, 10 years at X, now I should refi. That's really hard to pinpoint. It's really, you know, if you're on the fence and you're kind of waiting for something to happen, that's when I usually suggest, okay, watch this and let's, you know, keep an eye on it. I'm watching my mortgage-backed securities charts to see what's going on, to kind of try to predict what's going to happen the next couple of weeks. And then, you know, you watch the 10-year, and as things come up, we'll reach out to each other. But if
so if you're about to be looking or about to buy, or about that's when you know, or you're really serious about to refinance, that's when you
but if
probably want to watch it more daily or whatever. But
then you'd be your day trader kind of.
Right.
But otherwise, you know, if you're the buy and hold guy because you've bought your house and you're happy with where things are at, then you're, you know, kind of the way it works typically is somebody hears somebody at work refiing, or they hear from their lender, or they get a ton of phone calls and spam mail and everything else. And then you have to go through that process of figuring out if a refi makes sense or not.
Yeah. So tell me about your process and how they should get hold of you.
Yeah. Best thing is always a phone call, because we can very quickly decide if this might make sense to take the next step. Our phone number is 408-610-3210. We're O2 Mortgage. My name is Drew. And again, that's 408-610-3210.
And that's all for this segment. So we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio. You can always find a link to his site on wealthcreatorradio.com.
You toss a penny over your shoulder into a fountain and you make a wish. You look into the fountain and you see a lot of pennies, but you also see some quarters, and you think to yourself, who throws quarters into a fountain when pennies will do? Now think about the taxes you could be paying in retirement. Do you want to throw pennies or quarters to Uncle Sam? Eric Heckman and his team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families plan for retirement for more than 25 years. Taxes can be complicated, so start planning now so you aren't caught off guard in retirement. To start building your plan, call or text the word tax to 800-454-1184. And together, you'll create a plan designed to help you keep as much of your money as possible. Find out what the heck is going on with your taxes with Eric Heckman and the Heckman Financial Services team. Start planning today. Call or text the word tax to 800-454-1184. That's tax to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
We're so glad to have you here for Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Today, we're talking about how the bear market has come out of hibernation. So definitely some changes in the stock market right now. Eric, usually you have a wealth success story for us about this time in our show. What do you have for us today?
Yeah, I mean, this is just really about some clients that we're planning on retiring. You know, they came to me about 3 years ago, and they're planning on retiring, you know, actually right now, and kind of a crazy time, obviously, to retire. And, but the nice part is, we were able to, last summer, we were actually able to take a lot of, I guess it's only been about a year. So we were able to take a lot of his money out of his 401k so he could have more options. He could have foundational options and steady income options. So even though he was still working at his job, usually most 401k plans and their providers, typically once you're at 59 and a half and over, they'll allow you to withdraw some of that money and roll it to an IRA. And that way you've got more options than just stocks and bonds. And so we were able to do that. We were able to lock in a lot of his money. And, you know, he's still retiring, just now doing it. And, you know, that's the great part, is because we were able to have some money guaranteed. They're actually bought another house that they're going to be their retirement home. The only drawback is right now they were going to sell their house actually this month, and not right now, not with the way things are. So they're going to have to delay that a little bit. But, you know, yeah, even though their money in the market's dropped, the nice part is, you know, they'd had a lot of other monies protected and they have a lot of steady income already coming in. So, yeah, he can instantly turn on some of that money or take some of that guaranteed money if we need to. And, you know, it's not going to delay his retirement, you know, because of, you know, he took some time and he planned out and he had a plan ahead of time. You know, and that's so critical today, is really just having some sort of plan. And, you know, the hardest thing is anytime something goes wrong, I mean, yeah, was it Apollo 13, right? You know, they had a plan, but plans sometimes mess up and sometimes you have to really improvise. And if you've seen that movie, they did some crazy improvising and yeah, a lot of duct tape. Probably the worst thing is not doing anything about it and just, you know, hoping it all goes back to normal and hoping it's back to, you know, to where you need it to be. Now, text the word visit 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Or you can also book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. Now, if you want to see any more of our past episodes or listen to those, you can see them anywhere you or listen to them anywhere you get a podcast, or just say Google or Alexa and they'll play them for you. Also, go to our YouTube channel. We've got a lot of videos up there. Just search for Wealth Creator. Again, that's all this for this week's show. Be safe and be healthy and wash those hands. We'll be back next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.